So welcome to the first episode of Two Noobs and a Burger, which is kind of ironic, but this is a new Two Noobs and a Burger because each week we try to rank the best topics available, and we also give you a very filling, a very tasty burger recipe.
So even if you hate us, you'll love the burger.
It's true. And we recommend use good quality meats when you make these burgers.
Yeah, yeah. Go local, guys.
Don't go to like Food for Less and buy that really crappy discount burger.
Or at the worst, go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Make sure that cow actually had a best friend. Because there's something about that best friend meat that just... Well, this is moving into dark.
It makes it tastier.
Really fast.
So welcome. I'm John. I'm joined once again by Isaac, who's always with me.
Hello.
And once again, joined by Andrew, who's going to be with us from here on out.
Hi.
And so how are you guys doing this evening?
Fantastic. Just got off work.
Perfect.
Doing really well, actually.
Well, awesome. Weekend. That's good.
I already finished Daredevil. So.
See, I just started, so it'll be perfect. So tonight, we're going to talk about the best thing that The Rock has ever done. And by Rock, I mean The Rock Dwayne Johnson. We originally were going to try to list the top five movies or TV shows or crap that he's done, but figure just going to try to decide what the best one is and then, you know, maybe have some runners up or something.
Yeah. Also, guys, funny thing. If you look up just the word Rock on IMDb, for some reason, Barack Obama shows up. It's the second option in the list, right behind the movie The Rock.
Huh. Well, at least Michael Bay is happy that he's above the president.
Yeah. You know, also, what happened to Michael Bay?
He's making Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah, but we were just, like, Andrew and I were discussing just a little while ago, speaking of The Rock movies, Pain and Gain, which could have been such a fantastic movie.
Oh, it could have been amazing.
It was a terrible movie.
But then Michael Bay got a hold of it, or created it, whatever it is, and it's just terrible.
It's true.
It's pretty bad.
He does.
It's pretty bad.
It's funny because stuff he executive produces is fine. Like, Black Sails is a pretty good TV show.
Because he has nothing to do with directing it.
Exactly.
He just funnels money into it and says, just don't fuck it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, basically, ever since him and whoever the guy was that overdosed on cocaine and died that used to work with him was...
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, it was... Because it was always Michael Bay and then another guy that directed it.
Jerry Bruckheimer?
No.
No, those two didn't work together.
Anyway, sorry, back to The Rock.
Okay. So he's been in some good stuff, obviously, you know. But we're trying to determine what is the best thing The Rock has ever done. And we've got some important things on this list. Like, obviously, you know, we have Fast 5, 6, and Furious 7.
Yep.
I don't know if we count those as separate movies or just one entry.
Guys, just to clarify, to get it out of the way now, when we say the best thing he's ever done, we don't mean that he exists, because that is the best thing he's ever done.
That is true.
We're going to talk about best things he's done on celluloid or digital camera, whatever they use.
Yeah, and I don't even know if we can count his, you know, Got Milk commercial he did during the Super Bowl.
Yeah!
Because that just wasn't long enough. But it's got lots of stuff that he's done. I mean, it's The Other Guys, The Tooth Fairy, The Game Plan.
I did just watch The Rundown for the first time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Wait, dude,
about
I thought
7-8 years.
Okay, sorry.
No, I thought you meant the first time.
That's the first time ever. I want to be there for that virgin experience.
No, I've seen that movie before.
It still holds up. It's fantastic.
Amen.
Christopher Walken's mildly evil, I guess. Dude. Basically, he just kind of inconveniences The Rock, and then The Rock beats everyone up.
Yeah, it's great.
He punches Stifler over and over and over.
Yeah.
Now, I feel really bad, but I'm almost positive that was Rey Mysterio in that movie, who was, it's about halfway through the movie when he starts getting beaten up by all those dudes, like the acrobatic little Mexican.
Oh,
dudes.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. I'm almost positive that was Rey Mysterio, who was like their ringleader. Okay.
We can sure try to find it. That's what I'm doing right now, so.
Yeah. But.
No, because, the guy that was. The guy that beat the crap. The beat of The Rock in that movie. What he's been in a bunch of other movies, and I don't. I don't remember.
We are going to look it up.
Oh, man. Todd Stashwick was in that movie.
I have no idea who that is.
Ernie Reyes Jr.
Just look up his name and you'll see his face.
So, yeah, no, sorry. It was Ernie Reyes Jr. was the guy that beat the out of The Rock. Who was also in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze?
Holy crap. Wait, he was in Surf Ninjas.
Yes, he was!
That's all that matters.
Was that really?
Yeah, he was totally in Surf Ninjas.
There is nothing that's more important than that fact.
I love that movie.
Me too. All right. So now
he's the main kid. Johnny. Surf. Yep. He was, yeah!
So, how do we want to do this? Do we want to have, like, feature-length rock bit parts, or how do we want to do this?
Just your top five rock moments. It's got to be, like, either whether or not that encompasses a movie.
Yeah.
Or if it's a moment during his wrestling career, or something like that.
Okay, so.
Yeah, see, because, like, that does clear it up a lot. Because, like, one of the things is, one of my favorite things The Rock has ever done was Be Cool.
Yeah.
Which is a garbage movie.
I was about to bring that up as my first entry.
But if you see The Rock's parts,
he's amazing.
It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's a gay singing cowboy.
Yeah.
Who beats up a Vince Vaughn who's thugged out.
Yeah.
Like, he is epic in that movie.
Mm-hmm. And overall, movie's totally not worth watching.
No, but I was, the Rock parts are amazing.
Yeah.
But I was about to bring that up as an entry to see if it counted or not.
No, it counts.
Yeah,
because he was fantastic in that.
Yeah.
Because I also count the other guys, even though he's literally only in it for like 3 minutes.
One of the best parts of that movie. Yeah. That movie was amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it just would not have been as good without him in it.
That one part where they're standing in the office and then like celebrating like blowing up half of the city. And then everybody's congratulating them, and then Will Ferrell is just like, "Nice job, guys." And they're like, "Hey, shut the f*** up, okay? If you're gonna..." And what did he say? He's like, "If I wanted you to talk, I'd stick my hand up your ass and..."
Like, move you like a puppet.
Move you around like a puppet. Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be an honor, sir. No pictures.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, he's so funny in that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no better part than aim for the bushes.
Oh no, the puppet part was Samuel L. Jackson.
That entire scene of those two just talking like that.
Yeah. Yeah, just aim for the bushes. It's like, what?
Also, another movie that was pretty good, well, it's weird because the remake wasn't amazing, but it was a Mel Brooks movie, was Get Smart.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, he was, no, that movie
And
was
The Rock
great.
Was awesome in that movie.
Oh, I enjoyed that movie quite a bit.
The remake was, I wanted to hate it, but Steve Carell is...
He's great.
He's great. Yeah.
I love Steve Carell.
I mean, they could have left Anne Hathaway out.
Yeah.
But I generally feel about that with any movie involving Anne.
I don't have as much hate.
She's, I don't hate her. It's just that she's... There's nothing great about her. She's just there. She's like great wallpaper. Or you're like, oh, cool, they set this in a great restaurant. No one gives it. It doesn't add anything to the story. It's just a good-looking set piece.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's, wow.
But I love the fact, because I can't remember, was he actually evil in that movie, or was he still a good guy?
Oh, I haven't seen it since it was in the theaters.
Yeah, neither have I.
Evil. I think he was if somebody's listening to this and they completely call me out on my bullshit, that's cool.
I know, it's the way I remember it too.
What I remember is he was like their top spy, and he got captured or disappeared, and then they like had nobody else. So Steve Carell.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and then it turns out that he was evil. So by the end of it. So, spoiler.
Hey, it's all
good.
Maybe
I'm wrong. Who knows? Maybe watch it for yourself and find out.
Absolutely. You know, it's a Mel Brooks comedy.
Yeah.
Just not quite the same as some of his other comedies.
Yeah.
But still pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was a good... I liked it.
So, yeah, so we're crossing off Pain and Gain because that was terrible.
Yeah, it was an awful movie.
I also say we cross off Empire State because that was pretty terrible as well.
Yeah.
Did not like that movie.
Empire, yeah. I don't think I actually watched that one.
I don't recommend it. I have not seen G.I. Joe Retaliation.
No, me neither.
Isaac, have you?
I watched I think 2 to 3 minutes of it, because Micah's children were watching it.
Oh.
And I think there was just a lot of noise, and I either had to go to work or I did something else, like play Borderlands on my computer.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But, so, I mean, like, I love The Rock.
And me
I,
too.
It could have been great, but then G.I. He's Joe made some really garbage stuff, though. A live action movie.
No. Yeah. Really or didn't. Two of them.
Yeah.
And Doom was pretty bad.
Doom was pretty bad. So was the Scorpion King.
Oh, yeah. That was real bad.
Let's not forget that one. It's been a long time.
And then they made,
but
like...
that movie still exists.
Oh, yeah. They made, like, 3 or 4 of those.
Yeah, but too. They only had one with him in it.
Oh, no.
It was, yeah.
They had another... Oh, I don't remember who was in the rest of them. They were terrible, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so, let's see here. Movie. Doom was bad.
Yeah.
Walking Tall was pretty awesome.
Walking Tall was an amazing movie.
Walking Tall is a great film.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's basically like, you know, if you've ever seen, was it Last Man Standing?
Yeah.
Seen that Bruce Willis where he kills a whole town?
Yeah. And,
it's basically
and
the same thing.
He never runs out of bullets.
Yeah.
He never reloads. Not once in that movie, I think.
Hey, it was Prohibition. Everyone had all the bullets you need, apparently.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He was pro infinite bullets in his clips, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, he. Also, real quick, I didn't understand the stakes of that movie. Because it you know, like it was just one little town. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, but that was one big casino.
Walking Tall was a great movie.
Yeah.
I did. Walking Tall. I understood it.
Oh, okay.
There was an evil man that somehow, by being evil, he made the town better. So really, if you think about it, The Rock, by beating the guy, destroyed a small town.
Yes.
Yep. Pretty much.
Because, you know, but the mill shut down, the casino shut down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people lost their jobs because of The Rock that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey.
Also, real quick, going back to Get Smart, according to the synopsis on IMDb, The Rock was not a bad guy.
Oh, sweet. So who was the evil one then?
Some a-hole that...
Because I know someone betrays.
A nuclear weapon or something. I honestly don't care.
Because there is a spy who... betrays the agency as well.
Yeah, I thought it was The Rock, but
I lied.
It's been for oh,
you're right, totally.
Ah!
Damn it!
Yeah,
I totally missed that part. Yep. See,
wait.
Agent 23, who is The Rock, takes Agent 99, who is apparently Anne Hathaway, hostage, and flees with the bomb's remote detonator. Blah 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 blah. Stuff happens, and Steve Carell wins.
Okay, I need to rewatch this
and
movie.
Gets to bang Anne Hathaway
because I did not realize that Terry Crews, David Koechner and Bill Murray and Patrick Warburton were all spies in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
I love that Alan Arkin was the chief, though.
Like, right? Alan Arkin's fantastic. That dude makes me laugh in everything he's in. He's the best part of Argo.
Argo?
Oh,
Argo, f*** yourself.
Oh, he's so good. All right, so let's see here. I'm assuming no one has any nominations for Race to Witch Mountain or anything like that?
No. Real quick, though. Okay, so out of Fast 5, Fast 6, and Fast 7...
Yeah.
Which is the best Rock movie?
Well, here's the part. Furious 7 has the best one-liners, but he's only in the movie for like a quarter of it. And he's... Fast 6, I think, is the weakest of the three.
You think so?
Yeah. Because he's pretty awesome.
Fast 5 is pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, and they oiled him up for every scene. There was a guy on the cast, or on the crew, who literally just carried around oil to oil up
for
the Rock.
For The Rock?
Yep.
Yeah. If you watch...
awesome!
If you go on YouTube and watch behind the scenes, like bloopers and things like that, there's a dude who just follows him around oiling up his biceps so he's shiny.
Oh, that's awesome.
So good! Thanks, Rock!
Like, there's...
I mean, Fast 5... was The Rock was great in it. Plus it had the whole subplot of being like, yeah, you're cheering from the good guys who clearly murder hundreds of people throughout the day as they're dragging a safe.
You don't think about that fact.
Yeah. Until you see, like, you know, you realize that there's a scene that shows a woman standing in front of a bank watching them come towards her. And then it cuts away, and then you just see the safe smashing through the front of the bank that she's standing in front of. So you know she died.
Well, it's comparable to the fact, like, I watched Man of Steel today because I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That honestly, actually, there is one redeeming quality of that movie. Kevin Costner dies so that a blue healer can live.
God, Kevin Costner dies in the stupidest way.
I don't care. The blue healer lives, and like... that's what matters. I was like, they're going to kill the dog. You know, it covered Nick's eyes so he wouldn't see it. But then the blue healer lives, and Kevin Costner dies in a tornado.
Yeah.
But no, there's the part where they're fighting in this gigantic city. He rescues Lawrence Fishburne and, like, two other people. And they're like, greatest superhero ever. But they forget the fact that during this fight, they knocked over 23 buildings.
Hey, no, guys. That all exploded. Guys, it was a Sunday.
No, it wasn't.
No one was there.
He caused a singularity that literally took...
Don't worry. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Just because one of those buildings falling would create so much pollution and, like, toxins in the air that people would die just from that.
Yeah, just from dust.
And it was
inhalation.
At minimum 20. I mean, the body count's probably not that high.
So here's this. There was about a 5-block area in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
He created a black hole that sucked all those 5 blocks into the black hole, and they just went somewhere.
Yeah.
So he murdered probably 1,000 people.
And in the end, he was crying because he had to literally murder one man.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, listen, really? Buddy,
you've already killed the equivalent of, like, Manhattan.
Killed
just
tens
go
of
for
thousands
it.
Yes, exactly.
of people.
But you saved Lawrence Fishburne, so you're a superhero.
At this point, they would have been better off with Zod fulfilling his plan.
Right?
Like, I was rooting for Zod at the end of it. I was like, Zod has something to fight for.
Superman.
Like, Superman's just being an asshole.
Yes, he is. So
but
no,
I also hate Superman.
That, me too. Yeah. So you did bring up a good point about them killing everyone in Fast Five, because they destroyed half of Brazil.
Yeah. And, like, I get they take the time to point out in that movie, lots of the cops are corrupt.
But not all the civilians.
But not all of the cops they obviously murdered were corrupt. You know, at least a couple of those guys were like, oh, someone's dragging a giant safe down the road. Let's go try and stop them. And they're dead now.
I'm guessing some of the cops... families
starving.
Vin Diesel alone smashes, what, 12 cop cars with a safe while he's doing a sweet slalom?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, the body count in that movie was incredible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all worth it just so The Rock can double tap a bad guy.
Well, yeah.
Which,
why wouldn't a federal agent just shoot someone in the head in the middle of the field with people surrounding and witnessing him?
Okay, it's what you do. Did you have you seen?
I mean,
Furious
if I've learned
7
anything,
yet?
From
I haven't seen Furious 7. I have not seen Furious 6. What is it? Fast and Furious 6.
I don't know.
Wait, you haven't
I'm
seen
so
that
lost
one
by
yet?
The names.
I haven't. I've seen.
To
Fast
get Letty
5.
Back.
I've seen Fast 5, but didn't watch the 6th one yet. I've been meaning to have a marathon. I haven't done it yet.
Okay, so on the 7th one, there's a part that makes me laugh because The Rock shoots down a drone.
Yeah.
Because it's The Rock. Yeah. And then he takes out his gigantic Magnum and shoots it 3 times. And then they go, oh, he just double tapped our drone. No, that was 3 bullets. And then he somehow obtains a minigun from somewhere.
That, well, of course.
So. For the same reason that any action star ever has a minigun, because it looks badass shit to see some dude standing there spitting bullets while blasting hundreds of people away, obviously.
But I do love the fact that so many people died in that movie, too.
Because a minigun, you know, it's probably at least a .50 caliber.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, those bullets aren't stopping with the first wall they hit.
Nope.
No.
And they explode half of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know. I just love the fact that all I wanted from that Furious 7 was a fight scene between The Rock and Jason Statham. And that happened in the first 3 minutes of the movie. Like, there was literally, after that point, I'm like, well, everything's just bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it would be great if Jason Statham got all greased up in motor oil.
Real quick.
Yes!
And then
the transporter fight scene?
Put, like, some, like, bite claws on his feet and then fought The Rock.
That would be fantastic.
Real quick, though, was Jason Statham's character named Chev Chelios?
No.
Oh, damn it!
God. I thought you saw the movie.
No, not yet. I was supposed to see it, but...
Chev Chelios only exists... I decided to pay bills and in this, like, parallel dimension of film that we call, like, hell.
Yeah.
Because, like, that can only describe where the films...
Crank 2?
Crank and Crank 2 would ever exist.
I just...
Is when you die and go to one of the circles of hell, yeah. Is they play this on a loop for you to watch.
Ooh. That's the circle of hell that your girlfriend will get sent to if she does something bad enough in her
life. Even if I bring up...
yeah,
Crank
that's true.
Two, if I bring
does she
up
still cry?
Crank 2, she will start crying.
Okay.
So,
because I know you've mentioned that before.
Oh my god. Yeah. No. Like yeah, I was having an amazing time watching Crank 2 until she started crying.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I realized the weight of what I had done to another person.
Yeah. But you didn't even make it to the part where they turn into Superman for some. Damn reason
it was
and fight
something that was within my control that I was bringing upon another person.
Yeah,
realized that there was this villain inside of me that I just like. I all of a sudden I had an epiphany that if this was a story of a hero, I'm the villain.
Yeah.
So,
oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So, needless to say, we stopped Crank 2 and brought it back to Blockbuster that day.
Makes
sense. Yeah.
So. I don't know, Fury 7 is definitely...
Did you see it in Prineville, or do you see it in Bend?
I went and saw it in Redmond.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So, he does a really good job in it. He calls everyone woman.
Well, of course he does. No one's as manly as The Rock.
Because they keep back-talking him, so... That's what he does.
So, what's the contrived reason that... The gang from the Fast and the Furious need to get back together with The Rock. Like, is there a new...
So...
Is there, like, a new version of... Who was the guy in Fast 6? What was it?
Shaw.
So... Who was absolutely, totally different from the Mexican guy that was in Fast 4?
Wait, no,
is no, that... that's Fast 5.
Wait, Fast 5? Because
Fast
5 is the one
four.
Where they drive... Fast 5 is the one where it's way too dark and they drive through tunnels.
No, it's Fast 4.
To ask a
four.
Question really
okay,
quick?
Yes.
Is Fast 6 the one that has the gigantic runway that's like
yes.
20 miles long?
No,
yeah,
it's
I've
like
actually,
35. But
I've
yeah.
actually seen that one.
Yeah,
okay,
okay.
Yeah.
Never
so
mind.
The,
yeah.
Wow.
The
main
I'm
bad guy from
up.
That movie, since I actually paid attention to the lore of Fast and the Furious,
yeah.
The main bad guy is this guy named... Owen Shaw, who's a ex-British Special Forces agent who went rogue.
So it's like Shaw's brother?
Yep.
Okay.
But the best part is, so Shaw was a ex-Special Forces who was, you know, just regular Special Forces in Britain, whatever. So
these
Jason
movies.
Statham is his older brother who was ex-British Special Forces specially trained assassin who's the bigger batter.
These movies have really come a long way from stealing DVD players and small, like 14-inch TVs with
and
built-in VCRs.
So his master plan as an assassin to kill Han was to make him roll his car in downtown Tokyo.
Yes. And the best part is, so now his goal is to go through... Because he has two goals, which is why Hobbs is involved, apparently. Is not only does he want to kill the Fast and the Furious team, who I thought they killed his brother at the end of Fast 6, but apparently they just stuck him in the hospital. Yeah.
All right.
At least he's still alive.
I thought the guy died.
Yeah.
So, no, his goal is to kill everyone on Vin Diesel's family. And right. So, but in order to achieve that, he has to steal a military-grade AI... That can track anyone on the planet and sell it to a terrorist organization.
You mean so the NSA, right?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. So he steals the NSA.
Yes. And that's where The Rock gets involved.
Awesome.
Is he has to
awesome.
Pull The Rock and Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell's in that movie?
Yeah.
What? Holy why haven't I watched this movie?
Well, that's the thing is no one advertised it. Like it was
no.
It
I
was,
had no idea Kurt Russell was in this movie.
Like he's listed as like a minor bit part on IMDb.
Holy shit.
But he's awesome.
No, Kurt Russell's amazing at anything he's in.
Yeah, he has like deep philosophical conversations with Vin Diesel about the quality of beer. On more than one occasion for like 20 minutes at a time.
Oh.
Well, everyone knows Vin Diesel only drinks Corona.
You're damn right he does.
And also, the drinking game is every time Vin Diesel says family in the movie, You have to drink a Corona.
So don't
an entire Corona.
You better not pregame before you see this movie, because yeah. She'll be blacked out by the third scene. But the thing is, so Jason Statham is out to murder everyone. Because, you know,
no, of course,
his brother's in the hospital, might as well just kill hundreds upon hundreds of people. Sure. And so
what I would do.
What he does is he buys extremely expensive Aston Martins and Maseratis because, you know, he's an assassin, he can afford them, and reinforces them with steel and then goes to play chicken with Vin Diesel.
Okay.
All right. I cannot wait to see this.
Dude,
I
know.
Just
is,
be fair.
We should go and see this movie
the
tomorrow.
The plot is so much deeper than you would expect.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Just the entire movie, you're just like, oh, this just gets better and better and better. And then some of the driving. And the best part.
So then once I see it, I'll understand what you said about The Rock not finishing his protein shake.
So which I can actually tell you that part because it's not really a spoiler. It's like just a minor thing that I noticed because I'm retarded. Is that, you know, during his opening scene in the movie, he's just hanging out there calling someone woman while filing his paperwork after hitting the gym and, you know, cranking the iron, as he says. And you see just like this half-finished protein.
He says cranking the iron.
Yes.
Because that does not sound like he's talking about working
out. Nope,
it
does not. But he's all sweaty in his tight Under Armour shirt, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he's doing paperwork. You see this half-finished protein drink on his table, you know, just hanging out at his desk. But he comes back and has this epic fight scene with Jason Statham, and he never gets to finish the protein shake because he gets put in the hospital.
Ah, oh, poor guy.
Poor protein shake.
It's right?
Only, it's only good for like 15 minutes on the counter.
And you know that's like $50.
I don't know.
What's The Rock? He can afford it.
It's yeah. in L.A., so, I mean, he might have gotten like, he might have got, no, yeah, probably not.
Well,
no, he made it himself. It's The Rock. He definitely got like some marked protein powder.
Do you know
because he got a sponsorship once he did Pain and Gain and the
That's
other
right.
guys?
Well, let's just hope that he got his correct daily amount of amino acids by
you have to
the
hope.
Day before he worked out.
My question is: so The Rock, he eats like 10 pounds of food a day to stay that size anyway.
Yeah. Did you see that picture gallery of his like, cheat day?
It's
it
nuts.
Was like an entire plate full of brownies. Like, 2 plates full of, like, huge stacks of pancakes.
Yep.
Like, just, like, seriously, like, tens of thousands of calories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you just have to imagine.
So his cheat day is just basically an episode of
yeah, no.
meal time.
Oh, no, that was it. It was, like, he
no,
ate,
that's breakfast.
Like, five, yeah. He ate, like, 5 pizzas to himself. Yeah, I'm going to find these pictures for you.
Wow.
And it's amazing.
I just want to know how much his hospital bill is if they have to feed him, you know, 10 pounds
oh,
of food per
yeah.
day while he's in the hospital.
Rock. Okay. Because
he's one grumpy man. So I don't know. As far as the Fast movies, after this discussion, I might actually be leaning towards Fury 7 as the best Fast and Furious that he's done.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Because he's not in it a lot, but every moment he is so amazing
yeah.
that you just want to, like, die laughing.
Yeah.
Like, he tells someone he's gonna beat him so hard they wish their mama never opened their legs.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like, that right
All
there.
Right,
is
I
like
am on board, I think.
Oh, okay. So here it is. After 150 days of eating clean, The Rock allowed himself a legendary cheat day. 12 pancakes, 4 double dough pizzas, and 21 brownies. And he has pictures.
Okay.
And what I can only think is, like a double pint glass of what looks like, I have no idea. It looks like heavy whipping cream. Like, look at that.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen those photos.
Yeah, they're really funny. There you go.
I'm going to guess eggnog.
Wow.
It's got a huge amount of head on the top of it, so I don't know what the hell that is.
Horse semen.
No, I'm pretty sure that was probably his protein.
It's got to be his protein
shake
for the day.
Yeah. And that's not even when he was the size of Pain and Gain.
Dude, yeah, he was
Pain
big.
Pain and Gain, I will say, he is the biggest I've ever seen him.
Well,
like, he is gigantic in that movie.
He was in the WWE, so he knows how to cycle steroids properly, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. And he doesn't seem like he's, you know, suicidal or going to murder his wife and then commit suicide or anything.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure he does steroids.
I'm pretty sure everybody, including Vince McMahon, does steroids.
Oh, you know Vince McMahon does. Vince McMahon, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. I think those are the only things keeping him alive.
I think so, too. That dude has some amazing shrunken head, like, syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His balls must be, like, raisins. What the
Yeah.
So, I'm on the Rock's IMDb list, still trying to find some entries.
Yeah.
So, he's apparently making both Journey 3 from the Earth to the Moon.
Oh, and yeah. Journey 4.
Yeah. What the hell?
Like, well, wait, so when
I
did...
No, he needs to get a...
When did Journey to the...
He really needs
so
to get
Journey
a new
2
rating.
Came out in 2012, so it's been 3 years since one of those came out.
Yep.
And they're already working on two more.
Yeah, it's nuts, dude. It's like the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
All I know is, have you seen the trailer for his TV show Ballers?
No.
It's going to be an HBO show where he is a former NFL player who becomes a financial advisor for NFL players, and he teams up with Rob Corddry.
Mm. That sounds amazing.
It looks like it'll be pretty sweet. So, let's see. How about, how do I feel about Faster? The movie with him and Billy Bob?
I don't think I've actually even seen that. Is that...
He's the one where he's just... His name is Driver. And he's the guy who gets sent to prison for murdering his wife, even though he didn't actually murder his wife.
What?
And he has to hunt down the crew who...
When did this come out?
2010. Hmm. He drives like a Chevy Nova in it.
It's basically just The Rock driving and kicking ass.
And killing people.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That sounds amazing.
And then Billy Bob Thornton doing heroin.
Like, so Billy Bob Thornton on a normal day.
Yeah, pretty much.
And what is this Baywatch that I see here that The Rock is going to be in?
Wait, what?
On the top of his IMDb is Baywatch with a bunch of question marks.
Oh, yep.
Sweet.
Yeah, that says it's in development, Baywatch. Yeah, so they're making a Baywatch movie?
No, they're I think they're just... No, actually, I think you're right. Making a Baywatch movie.
Wow. I don't know what's going on, but apparently The Rock is going to make a comedy.
Oh, hey, real quick, guys. So I think it's going to be a comedy, because apparently right now it says it's in development, but Robert Ben Grant and Tom Lennon are writing it. So
I love Tom Lennon.
If it has The Rock and Tom Lennon and Robert Ben Grant write it, then it's going to be a fantastic movie.
I will agree with you on theory, because it has The Rock. Because
Lennon
it'll
be
also,
but I hope it's really funny.
Because Thomas Lennon also wrote all the Night at the Museum movies.
Yeah. Yeah, and he also, like, him and, well, Robert Ben Grant is his writing
partner. Yeah,
they write everything together. And they also wrote the book that was, like, How to Write Films for Profit.
Yep.
And for fun and profit or something like that. Yeah.
So, The Rock is also going to make a movie called Central Intelligence with Kevin Hart. Where it's after he reunites with an old pal through Facebook, a mild-mannered accountant is lured into the world of international espionage.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm assuming that Kevin Hart's the accountant.
I would love to see The Rock as the accountant.
I know. Like, Kevin Hart's the spy.
Yeah, and just The Rock, he just looks like Mr. Incredible.
Yes, with the shirt, the little tie.
Yeah, like tiny desk.
You know, if they made a live-action Incredibles, he'd be perfect for that role.
Yeah, you know that, what is it, Matthew Vaughn is writing the new Incredibles movie?
It's Brad Bird.
Brad Bird, thank you.
He just started.
Why did I say Matthew Vaughn?
I don't know. Because Matthew Vaughn writes a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I only know it's Brad Bird because I looked it up today.
Thank you.
But he just started writing it like last...
That's the thing.
Hey, that's why you fit in here.
Yeah, but as long as I have someone to correct me, I'm okay.
Yeah, but Brad Bird might have written, like, the best superhero movie ever.
Yeah, he did.
Legitimately.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah. That's a great movie.
Amen. All right, so right now, the top five that we have listed are The Rundown, Furious 7, Get Smart, The Other Guys, and Be Cool.
Oh, dude, where's
Walking Tall?
See, I wasn't sure if we wanted...
Walking Tall!
Which one do we want to switch it out for?
Probably...
Well, here's the thing. We haven't seen Furious 7... So I feel bad, but I feel like we should eliminate it because two of us are voting on it based on information that we like.
That's fine.
I
could probably eliminate Get Smart. I love The Rock in that movie, and I think that's a great Rock moment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, out of all of those are all, like, Rock starring roles. And Get Smart is not a Rock starring role. I feel like I'm retracting from my previous statement. Like, the Rock moments in that movie are spectacular.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, I'm cool as long as we don't eliminate The Rundown.
Nope. No. We won't eliminate that.
How about Doom?
No. No.
But The Rock was in it.
He was in it, yes.
And he was both the good guy and the bad guy.
That is true.
I still remember that shit movie. I only saw it once, literally after
came
out on DVD.
The best part is I still have a copy of it in the bedroom that someone burnt me onto a CDR.
Oh, God.
So it's like a... Oh, crap. What was that old, like, video file that...
AVI?
Oh, crap. No, it's like an old one from, like, 2003. Just one of those random ones. It was, like, X-Fire or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, Real Player or something like that.
Yeah, still... Real Player.
Oh,
it's in Real Player format.
I still have the Venture Brothers awesome. DVD that we bought off of eBay.
Yeah!
That had the, like, first season of the Venture Brothers on
it.
Okay,
still at my house.
It's a fantastic show.
All right, so now we have Be Cool, The Other Guys, Walking Tall, Furious 7, and The Rundown. Right. So which one is the best one?
All right, here's my thinking behind saying that The Rundown might be at the top of the list. He is, like, basically the focus of the entire movie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He beats up a football player in it. He trips balls.
Beating up a football player is an understatement. He beats up the entire defensive line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's...
He also breaks down everything by the numbers before he beats people up, too.
Yeah, exactly. And... He gets to slap Sean William Scott a lot.
Yes.
Which, Sean William Scott is funny in a lot of things he does, but most of the time I do genuinely want to sock him in the jaw. Well, and that's just... basically 90 minutes of The Rock socking him in the jaw.
Yeah, and it has like some plot line involving Rosario Dawson for some reason. Yeah,
and Walken. It has Christopher Walken in it as a bad guy.
Yes.
Which is all you want.
And it also has him getting beat up by Johnny from Surf Ninjas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, so that's why I'm saying that. That's why I'm saying
that
The Rundown.
Better than Rey Mysterio.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying The Rundown might be the best Rock movie.
See, that's the thing is, that also is my vote as well. Because, I mean, it is older, but he's just so good in it. Because it was also before you kind of knew what The Rock was like, and he was kind of normal sized.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just like, who's this random guy with the shiny teeth who likes to beat people up?
See, because like at that point, like I didn't watch much wrestling.
Oh,
like,
I didn't
like
watch any
really at all. Like, and I saw that movie and I was like, all right, I might have to check this wrestling out if The Rock's gonna be on it.
The Rock was amazing.
Yeah,
and what he did.
And people say The Rock might be the greatest wrestler ever. I don't know if that's true.
No, I don't know.
He's one of the most entertaining people overall.
He's also not singularly responsible for, but he's pretty responsible for Warren Sapp getting into the NFL Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Because if The Rock hadn't gotten injured, then Warren Sapp wouldn't have become a starter on the Miami Hurricanes defensive line, and then he wouldn't have been drafted by the Buccaneers. I mean, the whole having like a really successful like 12-year career thing, that's sort of Warren Sapp's deal. But The Rock had to get injured first. It's like the butterfly effect, only not a really bad movie.
How would the world be different if The Rock had been a football player instead of being a
pro wrestler? Entertaining?
It would have been less entertaining.
Yeah.
100% less entertaining. I will tell you, like, I used to watch wrestling religiously, like, back when I was a teenager. Like, up until, I'd say, like, 2001, 2002, I stopped. Because it just got really stupid. And it's still really pretty terrible. But, like, The Rock, like, moving in to do the People's Elbow is, like, the greatest thing of every single damn match he was ever in.
Wait.
Because, seriously, what they would do...
So, what was the difference between the People's Elbow and the Rock Bottom? Because so I genuinely
bottom,
don't...
The Rock Bottom was where he broke... No, he The Rock Bottom was basically the setup for the People's Elbow.
Oh, okay.
So the Rock Bottom, it would come out of nowhere, is the Rock Bottom would. The Rock would be getting the out of him, and then all of a sudden the guy would go to punch him, and then he'd go under his arm and grab him, and then hit him with the Rock Bottom. And then he would stand up, and then, like, then stand over the guy, and then everybody knew exactly what was going to happen. And at that point, even if you were just watching it on TV, the entire stadium was just deafeningly loud. So, and then he would, like, and then he would pull off his elbow pad and then throw it into the crowd and then, like, wave his fingers around, and then he would run from one rope to the next and then kick his leg over the guy's head and then drop an elbow on him. It was the greatest thing in the world. It was so good.
That sounds fantastic.
And no, it was one of the singularly best moments of every single one of his matches. And it would be, yeah, like the whole, like, just like pomp and circumstance of all of it was just what made it so good. It's because he was so good at selling it.
And to be fair, like The Rock, by being that amazing at wrestling, made things like Hot Fuzz and... World's End better, because in the World's End they performed the People's Elbow.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Well, like, the reason why that just the whole concept of wrestling, nobody and people care about the matches. That's not the reason why you watch them. You watch them because of the build up to the matches. The people, like, if you don't have a personality on the microphone, then it's boring. The Rock was better than anybody else. When he would talk on the microphone, like, he was hilarious. So funny. And all of that's ad-lib. Like, you go out there and you have to be your personality. There's no scripting. And The Rock was better at it than anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, so much so that, like, I don't know. You just have to watch it. Just the things that he would say were so much more clever than anybody else. And then because of that, it would make his matches so fulfilling, because you would remember all of the things that he said before these matches that led up to it, that built these things up. And then all of it culminates into this ridiculous, like, stunt show is all it is. So, I mean, that's all wrestling was a stunt show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but it's very great stuntman. I mean, it's like the best stuntman. And if you can stay at it, you can make a lot of money.
Most of the...
Statistically, you're going to die a lot earlier.
Most of those guys, their injuries that ruin the rest of their lives are never sustained because of, like, a fake punch or something like that.
Yeah.
It's because or even, like, a suplex into the ring or whatever. None of... It happens because they're in such, like, close quarters... And because they're jumping off of so many things and smashing through so many things, and you have to land so perfectly on that stuff, that when you don't, you totally the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Well, and they also carry razor blades in their headbands and stuff, too.
Yeah, but that has never ruined anybody's career. What's ruined people's career is when the other guy doesn't pull off the move correctly. Like, Rey Mysterio just killed a guy.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Well, yeah, and there's been there was a guy that... Who was it? There was a wrestler that, like, when he was basically in wrestling school, like, in training to be in the WWE or whatever, he straight up killed a guy, and they were like, yeah, you just be more careful next time.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be a superstar.
Owen Hart broke Stone Cold Steve Austin's neck doing a pile driver, and then that's when Vince McMahon said no more pile drivers. Except if you're The Undertaker, because The Undertaker was the only one who was big enough to be able to pick people up, and he's the only one who had done it enough times that, like, they were confident enough that he wouldn't break someone's fucking neck.
Jeez.
So, Shawn Michaels, you know who Shawn Michaels is.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels had a horrible back injury because The Undertaker dropped him like they had these they have these metal steps outside of the ring. And they use them, they pick them up and throw them at each other, whatever. They're not that heavy, but they are kind of heavy.
Yeah.
They're like, probably, I'd say about 75, 80 pounds. Because, like, the steps were laying at a precarious position, and Shawn Michaels threw himself over one of the ropes. He landed on his tailbone on one of it. And
on his coccyx?
And broke his back.
Broke my coccyx?
And then finished the match. Finished it with a broken back.
Damn.
And then after that, it ruined his career. He was out for like 3 years. So, yeah. No,
that's
the,
nuts.
The amount of shit, yeah, there's like fake punches and stuff like that, but...
Well, yeah, but like, it is... Wrestling is one of those things that is crazy how hard it is on the people. Because, mm-hmm. What still freaks me out is, like, if you look at the people that played in the Super Bowl in 1992 versus the people that were in WrestleMania in 1992 and see how many people from the Super Bowl are dead.
Yeah.
And it'll be like three dudes.
Yeah.
And all of them like overdosed on heroin. Yeah. And then if you look at WrestleMania, it'll be three dudes are still alive?
Yeah, holy shit.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
And one of them is like Hulk Hogan. That's basically, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's because Hulk Hogan doesn't wrestle. And that was the thing about him is, Hulk Hogan would not get in the ring with people who he felt were more athletic than him. Like Bret Hart. Hulk Hogan never had a match with Bret Hart because Bret Hart was so much better at what he did than Hulk Hogan was. Hulk Hogan had a leg drop and a boot. And that was it. Like, he would boot people, and then he'd do a leg drop. And that was it. And then he'd body slam really heavy people.
Yeah.
That was literally all he did. But
he did a lot of body slams. Because, that's what I remember about the Hulk when I would watch wrestling matches. Like, anytime I saw a WWF, when it was still called WWF, was with Hulk Hogan, was him body slamming people.
That was all he did, was he wanted to be... like this character that was seen as a titan, somebody who could lift whatever, and that was it. But Bret Hart was a guy who, wanted to be seen as somebody who, was really technical and really athletic, things like that, and could leap off a lot of things, do a lot of flips. Well, not flips per se, but a lot of different technical moves. So, a lot of different kinds of suplexes, things like that. So, but obviously, when you think of wrestling, a lot of people just think of the character. They don't think about the fact that these two guys are actually standing in the ring talking to each other and saying, okay, now I'm going to suplex you. So, now we need to do a suplex. So, Hulk Hogan doesn't do like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But watching The Rock wrestle was probably the best time ever watching wrestling. If you could go back and just watch those matches, they're some of the most fun matches you could ever watch.
Well, I know that if you get the, whatever the crap that thing is, the WrestleMania Network or whatever it's called.
Yeah, WWE Network or something.
But you can go back and watch anything The Rock's ever done.
I think it's like a 1 year subscription, though.
Probably. I'm sure it's expensive, too.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I went over to a guy that I work with at his house, and me and a couple other guys watched WrestleMania. I have no idea who three quarters of the people were that were in WrestleMania. Because I haven't watched wrestling in over 10 years. I just didn't give a anymore. It was just not appealing. It was dumb and boring. But, I don't know. It was fun watching it. But it's not the same as what it was. Because they've changed so much about it. When The Rock was there and Steve Austin was there.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels was there. They can't do all that stuff anymore. They won't let him because those guys end up getting hurt or killed, like Owen Hart. So
yeah, I mean, that crap like that does happen. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So, we didn't get your opinion on what the best Rock movie is.
So, it's not a movie that's the best Rock moment for me. I guess you could say the best Rock movie... For me, it's probably either The Rundown or Walking Tall.
Yeah.
But my favorite Rock moments are with wrestling. Like, okay. My favorite moment with The Rock, I don't know if you guys remember a wrestler named Mankind.
I do not.
So, Mankind...
He was in Universal Soldier, The Return.
Mick Foley. Yeah, Mick Foley was an amazing character. Mick Foley was really funny because he was always... He was this really oddball character who was totally socially unacceptable. Like, he was just really weird. And he was always trying to be best friends with The Rock.
Okay.
When he was wrestling. The Rock was always very... His character was 100% independence. Like, he was like, I don't need anybody. I'm amazing. I'm the best person in the world. Get the away from me. Like, that was his entire character. So, Mankind is trying to be his best friend. And during this one segment of storylines. And The Rock is just really annoyed by the whole thing. So, Mankind decides to have this whole ceremony where he does this whole Rock, this is your life. Situation where he has like his third grade teacher in, and you know, all these people from The Rock's life, and after every single one of, like, The Rock's first girlfriend, like that.
Wow.
It's the one of the best. If you're ever gonna look something up and just see how they do this stuff, just look that up. Like, look up Rock, this is your life. Some of the things that he says about some of those people, like his first girlfriend, where he's like, yeah, I remember you let me breeze on into first base, and then he let me round the corner into second. And as soon as The Rock moved into third base, you cut The Rock off.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's some of the best scripting ever. And it's all pretty much 100% ad-libbed, too. So that was my favorite Rock moment, was The Rock, this is your life.
Well,
yeah,
that's a good one, because I did not think of any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a good point.
Yeah.
So, well, we've been successful in determining the best movie The Rock's ever done is The Rundown. And the best not movie that Rock has ever done has been the This Is Your Life, The Rock. Yeah. So I think that's a pretty successful evening. So there's only one thing left to finish up there, and Isaac, I think you're the one in charge of that.
Yeah, guys, so if you want to get yourself a delicious burger, what you're going to need to get some USDA prime ground beef. I mean, or, you know, whatever they have it, like the Safeway or the Vons or the or Thriftway.
Or the knockoff version, the Johns.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, Trader Joe's, what have you. That sort of thing. Whatever they have in North Carolina, where my brother, who is the only person who listens to this podcast, is.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so what you're going to need to do is get yourself some shiitake mushrooms, and you're going to make the Let's Give Them Something Shiitake About burger. You're gonna make burgers. You're gonna saute your. Well, what you're gonna really need to do, because shiitake mushrooms are gonna come dried. They're not gonna come fresh usually, unless you have a, you know, like Asian supermarket around, which we don't, because
nope,
there's too many white people here. You know, so you're gonna need to rehydrate them, cook them up a little bit, maybe saute them with a little bit of garlic, maybe some soy sauce, ginger, that sort of thing. Throw those on top and top with your choice of cheese, preferably no onions, because it would be terrible.
And if you're going with cheese, I mean, if you're having that type of burger, you probably should go with like some mozzarella or something like that.
Maybe some Swiss.
That would be good too.
Something not too sharp. You don't want to go blue cheese on this. No. That would be real bad, guys.
No, we never go blue.
And even cheddar would be bad on that, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Find some Chinese cheese. Do that.
They make cheese in China?
I have no idea.
<All right>. It counts. So there you have it. So you've got your important information about The Rock. You got your burger information for the week. And so I think that concludes the first episode of Two Noobs and a Burger Presents the Best Ever.
Oh, hey, guys, real quick. Sorry.
No worries.
You can get a Ruishan cheese, which is Chinese cheese.
Perfect.
All right.
All right, so Andrew, Isaac, thanks for joining me.
Hey, no problem, man.
Awesome. Until next week, keep on rocking.
Bye, everybody. 2 noobs and a burger and just give a burger recipe at the end of every single. Like, and here is your daily burger recipe.
That's really funny. Our teriyaki burger.
Yeah. And just read it off like you're reading the credits.
I kind of like that.
That is kind of a great idea.
Yeah. That really is.
And just find the wackiest burgers by the, you know, like, do the essentials. But then, you know, as time goes on, just find the wackiest burgers you can come up with.
Oh, man.
Or we could actually just go through every single episode of Bob's Burgers and just read off a burger from Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, come up with one of their
every
names.
Episode.
And then, yeah. Because so, I'm sure that, I bet you they probably come up with a recipe for those burgers.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But how would it work with you being involved as well, though?
Me?
Yes.
I have Saturdays and Sundays off.
Well, I mean, it kind of sounds douchey. Just be like, well, it's the two of us. Oh, and Andrew's here, too.
Oh, I'm good.
Because I have to create an entire thing from scratch, so it can be called whatever we want.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What?
There's bobsburgeroftheday.tumblr.com. So there's a list of every single burger that's been on Bob's Burgers.
Wow. That's insane. All right, so how do we want
to
do this?
So does today's burger, do you want it to be, let's give him something shit-talky about?
Sure.